Hey everyone, it's Andy Cattison, the co-host of Band Central Radio, and we've got a wonderful podcast for show number 203. My co-host Rob Fried is hanging safely with his family, and we've got a show today that's unlike shows we do. We're celebrating the music of Band Central, Motown, Latin, British Invasion, Arena Rock, and 80s and 90s themed shows are going to be explored. And we're also giving very specific shout-outs to five of the not-for-profits that we work with: Wolfgang, Creative Connections, Clasp Homes, Mission Connecticut Challenge, and the Sterling House. This is an hour of great music, of conversation and anecdotes about what's going on all around us. And also we take a look at some of the highlights of our shows over the last couple of years, our live shows. Band Central, show up, get down, do good. That's what we're trying to do here today. This is an hour of entertainment that you don't want to miss. All right. Hey, everyone. It's the show. It's Band Central Radio, right here on 89.5 WPKN and listening live on WPKN.org. This is Andy Cattison. My partner in crime, co-host Rob Fried, is sheltering in place with his family. So we've got a solo hour of conversation and music, and it's going to be a great time. Our show is talk, insight, and information. We like to call it infotainment. And I can actually throw in our new Band Central slogan here: show up, get down, and do good. And that's what we want everybody to do today. We're going to turn you on to some of the music that we play live at our themed shows. And we're going to talk about some of the incredible charities that we work with. And we want you to open up your hearts. And if you can, open up your pocketbooks and help these guys, because they're struggling right now more than you'll ever know, as much as any of us, more, 10 times more, because their job is to do good for others, and we need to help them. We need to help them do what they do best, and you'll see why. All right, how's everybody doing? If you're feeling as half as weird as I am, you're probably not doing so great. You know, I'm actually Robinson and Caruso here. Robinson Caruso, alone, no wife, no girlfriend, no kids, no pets, no nothing. I'm going it alone because that's where my life is at the moment. Except for the bozos that bang into you at the supermarket. They seem to be all around. They don't seem to have a problem connecting. They just want to bang into you like there's no pandemic. Anyway, a little bit more on that later. So let's talk about the music of Band Central. The idea is we've produced close to 150 shows and raised about $1.5 million for groups like Save the Children, Habitat for Humanity, Clasp Homes, Wolfgang, Sterling House, the Center for Family Justice, the McGivney Center, and so many more. You wouldn't even believe it. And you know what? They're all worth talking about. And we're going to mention a few of them today. I guess more to the point, the music that we play live at these shows creates a transformative experience, and that's what gets people wanting to do good. And so we're going to turn you on to some of the music that we love that we've played live. And I'll tell you, this theme is good for my head because I have gone COVID-19 crazy, and I don't even want to think about it, although I do have a story or two to tell later. Okay, so our first theme that we're going to get to is our Motown theme. And we produced a show that was in the fall with and for a group called Wolfgang and Company. And these guys offer jobs and incredible opportunities for adults and teens with disabilities. Kelly, Amy, and Chris are the power trio behind Wolfgang. They have a retail location in Fairfield that you can generally go to, but probably not now. And they offer dog treats, an incredible opportunity for young adults, adults with disabilities. They now have an executive director named Erica Ang, who has officially started. And if you live locally in Fairfield, you are going to want to support Wolfgang and Company. And as I said, not too long ago at the Warehouse at Fairfield Theater, we had some night. It was always going to be a Motown show, and Rob Fried, who's also our musical director, and Jay Stolman, who wound up appearing in the show, he's a great singer, were able to book the Dennis Edwards Temptations. And these guys are basically the last incarnation of the Temptations. Now, the Band Central All-Stars went on first. They were they blew the doors off the warehouse. And now we've got the Temptations teed up, the Dennis Edwards Temptations. Nobody knows what's going to happen. These guys could be 100 years old. Maybe they can't sing anymore. Maybe it's going to be a total nightmare, a disaster the likes of which nobody's ever seen. But we were excited to have them, and we didn't know what to expect. It was quite the mystery, but let me tell you something. It could have been a disaster, but they killed it. They killed it. They were fantastic. So right here, in honor of the Temptations and all of the great acts in the history, in the galaxy of stars from Motown, are you ready? Are you ready? If not, you should be. The Temptations, right here on Band Central Radio.
Look out, baby, 'cause here I come.
Martha and the Vandellas, right here on Band Central Radio, WPKN 89.5, and listening live on WPKN.org. This is Andy Cattison, and we are weathering the outbreak together with some great music and anecdotal information, if you'd like. That was Martha and the Vandellas with Dancing in the Streets, something we are going to be able to do again, I guarantee it, once the coast is clear. We have to wait for the authorities to give us the thumbs up, but it's definitely going to happen. Do you know that Martha and the Vandellas was a Motown supergroup? And did you also know that a Vandella is one of several types of ghost-walking or dream-invading demons or vampires in the traditional folklore of the Amhara in north central Ethiopia? I just learned that, and I think one of them is staring at me right now. Also, that song Dancing in the Street was co-written by Marvin Gaye, who was also the drummer, and it became a number two single. And Martha and the Vandellas were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1995. All right, guys, so one quick story. So there I am at the deli about a week ago, maybe a week and a half ago, before the whole thing blows up, before it all goes pause up Skippy, and I'm starving, and it's the end of the day, and the old timer behind the counter is cutting deli for me, and he cuts me the store-bought, store-made turkey, and he holds up the slice like it's the first time anybody has ever seen a turkey. You know, the lights go, the angels sing, and before you know it, he flips it to me, hands it to me, and it's in my mouth before you can say, store-made turkey. I walk out of the place and instantly I'm freaked out. I'm convinced he just handed me a slice of COVID-19. So I drive around the block a couple of times and I go back in there. He's like, oh, did you forget something? And I'm like, no, let's have a convo over here. And I pull him off to the side and it's instantly starts the third degree. Hey, bud, so how you feeling? What's going on? How's it going at home? Are you got the sniffles? Anything happening? What about the wife, the kids, the grandkids? What about the kids here? Is everybody doing okay? Is there anything I need to know about? You just fed me meat from your hand during a pandemic. Maybe you shouldn't do that anymore. Maybe there's another way to go here with this. You know, literally, he looked at me and he pulled up his sleeve and he tried to get me to smell his arm. He said, look, I am so clean. Smell me. Smell me. I couldn't do it. I didn't smell him, but I felt a little better. One of the groups, one of the nonprofits that's still able to do wonderful work in the world, even now, is Creative Connections, headquartered, HQ'd in Norwalk. Creative Connections is an international cultural educational organization that creates and facilitates innovative art-based exchanges between classrooms in the U.S. and their peers around the world. Basically, they are able to have something, they have something called ArtLink, where they can connect classrooms and students doing art, and they can deliver a globally connected learning environment to classrooms almost anywhere. And they're amazing. And the people that run this organization are terrific. And on May 29th, they are scheduled to hold their 2020 gala. I don't think it's going to happen. But when they get it back on track, this year's honoree is our very own, the one, the only, Rob Fried. So deserving. Rob is the founder and executive director of our Connecticut-based music charity organization, who is committed to showing up and getting down and doing good. And I will be partying at this event. We're going to have to push it a little bit, but thanks to the terrific team, including Alan Steckler, along with Polly, who is the ArtLink program director. Please help them if you can at creativeconnections.org. They're one of these organizations that is just transforming the way things get done. And because it's cyber-based, they're still going. They can still do stuff out there. All right, so let's check out some of the music that made our Creative Connections show last year so memorable. Right now, we turn the mic over to Latin sensation and artist voted most likely to live La Vida Loca, Mr. Ricky Martin, on Band Central Radio.
She's into superstition. that make me fall. She's into new sensations, new kicks in the candlelight. She's got new addictions for every day and night. She'll make you take your clothes off and go dancing in the rain. She'll make you live a crazy life, or she'll take away your pain like a bullet to your brain. Upside, inside out, she's living la vida loca. She'll push and pull you down. Living la vida loca. Her lips are devil red and her skin's the color of mocha. She will wear you out. Living la vida loca. Living la vida loca. She's living la vida loca.
Welcome to New York City. In a funky cheap hotel, she took my heart and she took my money. She must have slipped me a sleeping pill. She never drinks the water, makes you order French champagne. Once you've had a taste of her, you'll never be the same. You should make you go insane. Right. Upside, inside out, she's living la vida loca. She'll push and pull you down. Living la vida loca. Her lips are devil red and her skin's the color of mocha. She will wear you out. Living la vida loca. Living la vida loca. She's living la vida loca. She'll make you take your clothes off and go dancing in the rain. She'll make you live a crazy life, but she'll take away.
Se quedó dormida y no apagó la vela.
Buena Vista Social Club right here on 89.5 WPKN Band Central Radio. I'm Andy Cattison, and before that, we were listening to Ricky Martin, Living La Vida Loca, and those songs are a tribute to our Latin-themed show that we do, and if you ever have a chance to come out and listen to us play that type of music, you will be blown away. And this is our episode that is a celebration of the music that inspires Band Central to produce live theme events that raises money and helps not-for-profits in meaningful ways. We show up, get down, and do good. And by attending our events and listening to our radio show, you do as well. So thank you for that. We're all a bit under siege right now, and we're doing the best we can. Some things I understand, some things I do not, such as this. I went to my local Trader Joe's, and now they're keeping folks out of the store online, on long lines. They want to reduce congestion in the store, but now you're getting the COVID-19 on the line outside, and then you're bringing it into the store. I don't understand. I don't get it. So there I am, standing online, wearing a face mask. I finally get inside. It's not unlike a cow being led to the slaughter. And by the way, I was getting beef. And a lady bumps into me like we just were in quarantine outside getting it. And now the lady bumps into me like it's a roller derby. I was cool. I was chill. But I wanted to say something to her and I didn't. I took the high road. And by the way, I was wearing a mask. My brother's a doctor. He gave me an N95 mask that looks like a baby's yarmulke. If you know what a yarmulke is, it's the thing that goes on the head for Jewish folks. The thing barely covered my nose. I can't even talk about this anymore. It's driving me bonkers. I now wash my hands in my own, like when I touch my own hands in my own house where I am alone, I wash my hands. Is that normal? I mean, it's come to this. Anyway, let's think about happier times. Last October, Band Central played a theme show for one of our favorite not-for-profit groups of all time, Class Poems. Class Poems consists of some of the most incredible folks working today to help others. Tracy Flood and Robin Hammond are the heart-centered, committed, smart, and passionate soul of who we connect with when we do our Class Benefit. Their mission is something else. They create and support family environments for people with autism and intellectual disabilities by attracting and retaining a nurturing and dedicated staff. CLASP currently operates at least 11 residential homes, maybe more. Plus, they offer community options with the goal of providing true community-based employment and/or community inclusion by supporting those who need them and desire them the most. One of CLASP's biggest yearly events, the Taste of Westport, is probably not going to happen this year. The Taste of Westport is a foodie's delight and serves as an important fundraiser for CLASP Homes. Please reach out to CLASP Homes, CLASPHomesOfWestport.com right away and give them what you can. These guys operate homes for folks that cannot live on their own. Imagine the work that they're doing under normal circumstances to provide clean, safe, wonderful, nurturing environments for those who are not self-sufficient. And now more than ever, I think most of us can relate to this. We need to help them to help others live safely during this pandemic. Well, in October, we produced our British Invasion theme show for Class Poems at the Fairfield Theater. I think, and I know Rob Fried agrees with me, it was one of the best shows we've ever produced. And I'm not saying it because I was playing guitar on stage all night long, though I did work hard and probably contributed on some level. The show was great because everyone played great, and you really don't get to hear these songs so much live anymore. So in honor of Class Poems and the Band Central British Invasion themed event, here are the Rolling Stones.
I met a gentle ballroom queen in a building.
WPKN, Led Zeppelin, Band Central Radio, Andy Cattison with you on 89.5, streaming live on WPKN.org. That was the Stones and Zepp, two of the most popular and influential rock bands of all time, who both happened to appear in our British Invasion theme show for obvious reasons. I was going to check out the Stones with my son Zach, an incredible musician in his own right, who is yet to see that band play, and we were going to see them in Austin, Texas, where Zach lives, on Memorial Day weekend. But you probably already know the gig is canceled, the tour is postponed, like everything else. Who knows what the future holds? Hope those guys don't get sick. That would be bad for future Stones tours, that is for sure. While I didn't play any Beatles or McCartney, you have to wonder about the health of our aging rock stars. I mean, seriously, let's hope Beatle Paul stays out of harm's way. I suppose if I had to choose, I'd vote for Ringo to get it, but that might seem a little unfair or arbitrary. I obviously hope Ringo lives to 100, but if it's a choice between Paul or Ringo, I think you know where I stand. I think I probably know where you stand. I guess you could say our British Invasion theme paved the way for our arena rock theme shows, both in life and theme. It's kind of a meta thing. Now, we've done our arena rock show at least a half a dozen times, if maybe more. And, you know, I think it's a great success. Again, I'm not saying it because I play in the show, but we have great musicians on stage and each one of them is a master. And the shows as directed by Rob and curated by Rob and I are generally very good and sometimes really good, if not excellent. I'm not trying to hype it. It's basically a fact. One of the not-for-profits that we have supported for a long time that was a beneficiary of our arena rock format is Mission CTC. The executive director is Jeff Keith. He's an amazing guy and he's got an amazing story. And the Connecticut Challenge bike event is one of the best in the country. There are over 16 million cancer survivors in the country, and Jeff is one of them. And the CT Challenge Bikeathon, you might call it, raises money for cancer survivors. We've helped raise Mission and CT Challenge some good money over the years. And this July 25th, fingers crossed, the Band Central bike team is going to be riding again. And at 11:30 a.m., we're going to be playing at the big event that's produced at RaceEnd to welcome the bike teams back. It's always a great party, lots of good food, beer is flowing, and hopefully this thing will be winding down, meaning the virus, and the bike-a-thon will be winding up, and the event can take place. For more information about the CT Challenge and how to donate, please check out bikectchallenge.org. That's bikectchallenge.org. It's a great group and you can sign up to ride, you can donate, you can sponsor a team, you can do all of those things. About a year and a half ago, we played that exact event at Ride's End of the Connecticut Challenge. And yes, folks, that was the year of our arena rock tribute theme. And here's what I remember. There were not a lot of folks milling about the bandstand. Folks were eating, drinking, coming off their races. The day was nice. The beer was flowing. And it was pretty warm up there on the big stage. And at one point, I don't know why, even for today, at this point, it's sort of a mystery. Doesn't always happen. I felt like I was going down, like I was going to faint. Maybe it was the music. Maybe it was the stage. There was a bright sun coming through the canopy. It might have even been the way our lead singer, Tracy, was making me feel at that moment. She was shaking her hips, and it was a very pleasant experience to watch that. I can't tell you why, but I almost fainted, and it passed quickly, and it felt pretty good for the rest of the set. And it was really something to play those songs for all the bikers coming in. So make sure you catch us July 25th, fingers crossed. Not sure what the theme's going to be. But as I said earlier, the British invasion thing led to the arena rock thing. And one of the standout songs from our set, sung and performed by Gray Fowler, Dig the Who. We'll be right back.
Dying on the way, feel like me.
Bend Central Radio right here on 89.5 WPKN and listening live on WPKN.org. I am Andy Cattison here in the virtual studio. My on-air co-host Rob Fried is chilling like a villain elsewhere, getting through this pandemic as safely as he can and as we can. And that was Bad Company with Feel Like Making Love. Before that, The Who. I gotta say, from what I've been hearing, there's another baby boom a-coming. It's a-coming around the mountain. Call it Corona boom or kaboom or virus boom or something. But people are going to be making some love and some whoopee. And in about 9 or 10 months, babies are going to be flying out of the hospitals like there's no tomorrow. And that's a really good thing. Hey, I didn't mention it earlier because this whole pandemic is driving me and everybody else crazy. But I did tell a story about eating deli meat out of a dude's hand like I was a golden retriever that hadn't eaten for days. And I did go home. Oh, and if you missed that story, check out our podcast and listen to the top of the show. But after that horrible incident where I ate meat out of a stranger's hand, I went and registered COVID19crazy.com. Stay tuned because that sucker is going to be a podcast and there's going to be lots of crazy stories to tell on there. If you go there now, there's nothing, but check back maybe in a week or two, COVID19crazy.com. The last show we produced before all of this nightmare descended on us from the China place. Yep, it's true, was for Sterling House of Stratford, Connecticut. Sterling House is a community center based in Stratford. For more than 85 years, they have welcomed and served generations of children and adults. It's a beacon of hope over there. At the heart of their programs, which include preschool, after school, summer day camp, athletics, a food pantry, a whole thing around Thanksgiving and other programs, is an unbelievable spirit of welcome. The executive director is Amanda Meeson, who's just one of those people that when you hang out with her, you want to hang out with her more. She's awesome. And Patty Calabrese, who is the special events coordinator, is probably one of the most on it people you've ever met, who can get folks in a room and happy and partying and donating. Their shows are generally held at the Downtown Cabaret Theater in Bridgeport. The audience brings their own food and beverages. The tables usually sell out before the show. And the feeling in that room when one of our live events is happening is frankly indescribable. And to think that we can't all get together and dance and have fun like we just did, well, the memory of that, of our last event, is something I know everyone who attended is thinking about often. And if you can't get what you want, sometimes you get what you need. I'm not sure what we're getting out of this thing, but Sterling House is still cooking with gas. They are open with the following objectives: distributing school lunches daily for townwide feeding programs. They've got their pantry open on Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday, and they've seen double the amount of patrons each shift so far. They've been answering the phone to connect community with resources and answering questions, and they are open to receiving donations. In collaboration with their senior center, they're delivering food to homebound seniors. They've also just posted a video of their community reading Ordinary Mary's Extraordinary Deed online, and they're planning to continue to explore virtual ideas to uplift and support the community. Folks, this is another winner. These guys at SterlingHouseCC.org are worth your time, they're worth your consideration, and they're worth your donation dollars. If you give these guys some bucks, they are paying it forward in the community. They are offering so many programs for at-risk kids with food to senior citizens. It makes me think like no matter what I do, it's not enough. But I can talk about them and somehow that makes me feel better. Our event in January was an 80s and 90s theme show. I've got to be honest, I didn't think it was going to be great. We put together a new band for this one. I was hopeful, but I didn't know. And let me tell you, it was one of the greatest nights of music we have ever produced. The band delivered. The songs we picked were on fire, each one better than the next. And the visuals on the show, which I produced, really added something, and I don't always feel that way. Inspired by Band Central's last big themed live event, here are the Stone Temple Pilots.
like a hand that rusts a chain. So do you laugh or does it cry?
Michael, right here on Band Central Radio, WPKN, Andy Cadison with you. And before that, we had Stone Temple Pilots, both those artists featured in our 80s and 90s theme show, most recently for Sterling House. And let me tell you something, with what we're all going through, to be reminded of what freedom is about, and the feeling that that song evokes is something I won't soon forget. I'd like to give a big thanks to Rob Fried, Audrina Forez, Paola Murphy, the whole team at Band Central, making it happen. And for all the charities that we covered today, listen back, go get those URLs, do something to help them, because they're helping to make the world a better place. And I know I speak for all of us at Band Central when I wish you the best of times during these crazy, unsettled, and scary times.